Hypertext links are one of the most fundamental and defining features of the web. Without them, web pages would be isolated islands of content, unable to connect to one another. As a future full-stack web developer, mastering how hypertext links work in HTML is essential, not just for building navigation menus or connecting pages, but for understanding how the web itself is structured as an interconnected network of documents. In HTML, a hypertext link is created using the anchor element, written as the tag pair A and slash A. The word anchor reflects the original purpose of this element, to anchor a piece of text or content to another location, either within the same document or in an entirely different document. Everything placed between the opening A tag and the closing slash A tag becomes clickable. This is called the link content or link text. Here is the most basic example of a hypertext link. A href equals https://www.example.com/visit-example/a. In this example, the text visit example is what the user sees and clicks on. The actual destination, the address the browser will navigate to, is defined inside the opening A tag using the href attribute. The href attribute, the core of every link. The href attribute, which stands for hypertext reference, is the most important attribute of the anchor element. It defines where the link points to. Without href, the anchor element still renders in the browser, but it has no destination and behaves like plain text rather than a clickable link. The value of href can take several forms depending on what you want to link to. An absolute URL. This is a complete web address, including the protocol, such as https://, the domain name, and optionally, a path. Example, href equals https://www.wikipedia.org/wiki/html. Absolute URLs are used when linking to external websites or resources hosted on a different domain. A relative URL. This is a partial address that points to a resource relative to the current page's location. Example, href equals about.html or href equals pages/contact.html. Relative URLs are used when linking to other pages within the same website. They are shorter and more flexible because they do not depend on a specific domain name. A page anchor, fragment identifier. This links to a specific section within the same page. The value starts with a hash symbol, hash, followed by the identifier of a target element. Example, href equals #sectionskills. For this to work, the target element must have a matching ID attribute, such as section iad equals section skills greater than. A MailToe link. This opens the user's email application with a pre-filled recipient address. Example, href equals mailtoecontact@example.com. This is commonly used on contact pages. A telephone link. This triggers a phone call on compatible devices, particularly smartphones. Example, href equals tel:+33612345678. Understanding these different forms of href values allows you to build rich, interconnected interfaces that handle a wide variety of navigation and interaction needs. The target attribute, controlling where the link opens. By default, when a user clicks on a link, the browser opens the destination in the same browser tab or window. However, you can control this behavior using the target attribute. The most common values for the target attribute are _self. This is the default behavior. The destination opens in the same tab or window. You do not need to write this explicitly since it is the default, but you can include it for clarity. _blank. The destination opens in a new tab or window. This is frequently used when linking to external websites, so the user does not lose the current page. Example, href equals https://www.example.com target equals _blank greater than visit-example/a. _parent. The destination opens in the parent frame. This is relevant when working with HTML frames, a now largely obsolete feature. _top. The destination opens in the full body of the window, escaping any frames, also related to the older frame system. In modern web development, you will mostly use _self, implicitly, and _blank. Be aware that opening links in a new tab, _blank, can affect user experience and accessibility, and should be used thoughtfully. The rel attribute, describing the relationship. The rel attribute, short for relationship, describes the relationship between the current document and the linked document. It is particularly important for security, accessibility, and search engine optimization. Here are the most relevant values. No opener. When you use target equals _blank, the newly opened page can technically access the original page through the browser's JavaScript interface. Adding rel equals no opener prevents this, improving security. This is a best practice whenever you use target equals underscore blank. NORFER. This prevents the browser from sending the address of the current page to the destination website when the link is clicked. It also implies no opener. Example, rel equals NORFER or no opener. NAFOLLOW. This tells search engines not to follow the link or pass ranking credit to the destination. It is commonly used for sponsored links, user-generated content, or untrusted sources. External, an informational value indicating that the link points to an external website. It has no direct technical effect but can be used in combination with other attributes for styling or scripting purposes. A complete and secure external link in professional practice often looks like this. A href equals https://www.example.com target equals underscore blank rel equals no opener NORFER or greater than visit example/a. This combination ensures the link opens in a new tab while protecting both the user and the originating page from potential security vulnerabilities. Linking to sections within the same page. One powerful use of the anchor element is internal navigation, jumping to a specific section within the same page. This is achieved by combining a fragment identifier in the href with the ID attribute on a target element. For example, if your page contains a section like this, section id equals competences h2 greater than my skills slash h2 greater than less than slash section. You can create a link to it anywhere on the same page. A href equals hashtag competences greater than go to my skills slash a. When the user clicks this link, the browser scrolls the page to bring the element with the id competences into view. This technique is widely used in long pages such as documentation, resumes, and landing pages, including exactly the kind of semantic resume you have already been building in this course. Linking images and other elements. The content inside the anchor element does not have to be text. You can wrap an image inside an anchor to make the image itself clickable. A href equals https://www.example.com/mgsrc=logo.png/example/logo/a. This is very commonly used for logo images that link back to the homepage, or for image galleries that link to larger versions of photos. Any inline or block element can technically be wrapped in an anchor tag in HTML5, which gives you great flexibility in designing interactive layouts. Accessibility and best practices. As you develop your skills toward becoming a full-stack web developer, writing accessible HTML from the start is a professional habit worth building. For hypertext links, there are a few key best practices. Use descriptive link text. Avoid vague phrases like click here or read more. Instead, the link text should clearly describe the destination or action. For example, download the project report or see my GitHub profile. This helps all users, including those using assistive technologies such as screen readers. Do not use links for actions that are not navigation. If you want a button-like behavior, such as submitting a form or triggering a JavaScript action, use the button element instead. Misusing the anchor element for non-navigation purposes creates accessibility and semantic problems. Always provide the href attribute if the element is meant to be a link. An anchor without href is not a link and should not be styled or treated as one. When linking to files, such as PDFs or documents, it is good practice to indicate this in the link text so users know what to expect. Download the resume, PDF. Connection to your semantic resume project. In the mini project you completed earlier, creating your semantic resume, you structured your document using meaningful HTML elements. Hypertext links are a natural extension of that work. A professional resume page typically includes links to a LinkedIn profile, a GitHub account, a portfolio website, or an email address. Using the anchor element correctly, with appropriate href values, target attributes, and rel attributes, brings your resume to life as a true web document rather than a static page. For example, a contact section in your resume might include a href equals mailtoyourname@email.com > yourname@email.com/a. A href equals https://github.com/your username target=_blank rel=no opener NORFER > github profile/a. A href equals https://www.linkedin.com/in/your-profile-target=_blank rel=no-opener-NORFER > linkedin-profile/a. Each of these uses the anchor element with a different type of href value, demonstrating the versatility of this single HTML element. Summary of key points. To consolidate what you have learned in this lesson, here is a structured recap of the essential elements. The anchor element A is used to create hypertext links in HTML. The href attribute is mandatory for a functional link and defines the destination. It can be an absolute URL, a relative URL, a fragment identifier, a mail-to address, or a telephone number. The target attribute controls where the link document opens. The value underscore blank opens the link in a new tab. The rel attribute defines the relationship between the current page and the linked page. Using rel equals no opener nor referrer with target equals underscore blank is a security best practice. Fragment identifiers, using hash followed by an element's ID, allow navigation to specific sections within the same page. Any HTML content, text, images, or other elements can be wrapped inside an anchor element to make it clickable. Good link text is descriptive, meaningful, and accessible to all users, including those using assistive technologies. Mastering the anchor element is a foundational step. As you move forward into CSS for styling, JavaScript for interactivity, and eventually back-end development and application architecture, you'll use hypertext links constantly, in navigation bars, dynamic routing systems, API documentation, and much more. The principles you learn here apply throughout the entire stack.